I'd invite the congregation to be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward. It's time for you guys to come on down. Yep, it's all right. I know it's weird. It's way too early in the service and all the rest of that, but here we are. And I know that Savannah's come running down and all the rest of that. Do you have a palm? You do. All right, good. Because otherwise, all right, she's coming. It's just those little feet take a little. There she comes. Here she comes. Come on down. Oh, yay. All right. Good morning. It's Palm Sunday, right? Palm Sunday is a day when we remember how Jesus came into Jerusalem during the last week of his life, right? And we call it Palm Sunday because as he was riding in on a donkey, some people took their coats and their cloaks and they laid them on the road so the donkey's feet wouldn't touch the dirt. And when they didn't have enough cloak or coats, they took branches and leaves and laid them on the ground or waved them like pom-poms. You know what pom-poms are? You know, the cheerleaders use? Yay! So they were waving them because it was such a great day. They were singing, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." They were singing, "Hosanna in the highest." They were doing all kinds of amazing things, getting ready for Jesus to come into Jerusalem. It was a happy day for a lot of people, right? But the thing is, it didn't end up a happy week. You see, because those same crowds that were shouting and singing and saying, "Hosanna," and "Blessed is the one," by the end of the week, were crying out, "Crucify him." They went from welcoming him into town to wanting him to be dead. A sad week. And so for me, it's one of those weeks where I love the symbolism of these palm branches as we remember people excited. But I also want us to remember that those palm branches became cries for crucifixion. And so I made for you guys these crosses. So it goes from being a palm branch into being a cross for you, for you. It goes from being a palm branch into being a cross, from a palm branch into being a cross, to remind us that sometimes the world says "Alleluia" and "Hosanna," and other times "Crucify." But God's love comes through whether we're shouting "Hosanna" or whether Jesus died on that cross. We are the ones that God loves so much. So that's what we celebrate today more than anything, how much it is that God loves us. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we celebrate with the crowds your coming into Jerusalem, and we thank you for your love, such love that you were willing to suffer and die for us. Help us to remember your suffering. Help us to be inspired by your rising, and help us to live and share your love. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.